Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 7, the Bible says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight. I've got to be your help on a separation. A separation. Amen? The Bible teaches us here, the old preacher, he says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." As we all know that when this life is over, we're not going to be preserved forever in this old vessel of clay. It's to perish. But he said that we're going to go back to the dust from which we come. If you go back to Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, he speaks of this and he kind of breaks it down for us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In verse number 18, he said, I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. Now, what he's talking about here, God is talking about, he said, those men, those people that are lost without God. He's talking about unregenerated men. And he said, the unregenerated of the world that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, were pretty much just like animals. Amen? He said, for that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth the beast. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. They have all one breath, so the man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. To all under one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that in his portion, for that is his portion, for who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? So he's talking about those unregenerated people. He said, you might as well rejoice and have a good time, because tomorrow you die. Amen? Praise God. You say, Pastor, you're kind of morbid tonight. No, I'm saying just praise God. He said, this is what we got. But he said in Ecclesiastes 12, he goes on and said that, but we got to rejoice because there's a separation day. Amen? And what a blessing that is. And he speaks of it, and he said, vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Now that word vanity here, Mia was a helping me this morning, and I was a studying. She come over to stay with me this morning, and she is a helping me. And I said, Mia, can you do me a favor? And she said, yeah, Papa, what do you need? I said, just come in here and study, and so I'll get you to help me look up some words. And I didn't know it, but she said she had never used a dictionary to look up words. She's just finished the fifth grade, and I said, my goodness, girl. Finished fourth grade. What? Third? No, she just finished fourth. She's going into fifth. Yeah. But she said she had never done that. So we were looking up words, and in Webster's 1828 dictionary, we looked up the word vanity. Now, vanity, Brother Webster said, it's emptiness. It's a want of substance to satisfy desire, and it's a form of uncertainty. Amen? So we see the old preacher here, and he says, vanity of vanity, said the preacher, all is vanity. So what he's saying here is he said the excessive pride that we have in administration of self. What we do, praise God, and we get so caught up and prideful over sometimes, he said, it's just vanity. He said, these achievements that we think we've attained to, he said, when it's all said and done, they're for naught. And we'll leave them behind, and we'll press on the way of all men, and we'll leave it behind to somebody, and we know not what they'll do with it. Amen? And we worry about it so much sometimes. But he said that the old preacher said, he said, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. Amen? So we come, the Bible teaches that we come out of the dust. Amen? We come out of the, look at Genesis chapter number 2. Let's just hit this right quickly. Let me just show you. I'm going to cover a lot of verses tonight. If God will be our help. Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7. He He said, Lord, form man of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. So the Bible tells us that man was formed, God formed man out of the dust. Amen? That's where we came from. If you look back at chapter number 1 and verse number 26, he specifies this. Chapter number 1, verse 26, said, God said, let us make man. Now, who is the us? Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So in the beginning, praise God, when before man was ever created, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were one in unity, were and always have been, always will be. And God said, let us make man in our image. Amen. Praise God. He said, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Amen. So creation is of God. Amen. Let me just say what creation, man was created. I won't say man did not evolve from something. Amen. Let me say that again. Man did not evolve from something. Man was created out of the dust of the earth. And God Almighty created man. Amen. And he said he created man in his own image. Amen. So what is the image of God? Amen. We are. That's right. We are. We are the image of God. But how are we the image of God? We're created in three parts. We're created in spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And we're created in that for God's glory. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. So what did God create? God created a man, and God created a woman. Amen. That's what God created. He didn't mess up, didn't make no mistakes. That's what he created. That's what he's still creating today. Amen. Me and me was talking about this morning. I said, praise God, God created you a girl. One of these days you're going to grow up and be a woman, praise God. That's the way God designed you to be. Amen. And you should strive to be the best woman that you can be for God's glory. And these little boys are to strive to be the best little old man they can for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it's designed to be. Praise God. Body, soul, and spirit. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Praise God. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 23. Said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Amen. So he said he prays for peace and your sanctification of your whole body. And then he says, then God Almighty through Paul tells us what the body is. Your whole spirit and soul and body. Be preserved, blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he lays it out here for us so that we can see it. He tells us what we are. The very essence of you and me. Praise God. Created in the likeness and the image of a holy God. So we see the spiritual man, praise God. That spiritual man that's created in the likeness of in the image of God. You see that over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And that spirit is that part of man, praise God, that allows us, now listen to me, the spirit of man is that allows us to know God. Amen? Hey, we couldn't worship something we didn't know. Amen? There's a whole lot of people that's disregarding the spirit of God because they don't want to know God. They're caught in their own pernicious ways, going in their own pernicious path, and they don't want anything to do. They don't want nobody to mess that up. Amen? So they kick out away from God, and they say, you know what? Like the Pharisees did, but we're not going to have a man to rule over us. When Jesus Christ come try to help them, they said, no, we're not going to have no man to rule over us. But the Spirit of God, that's a part of man that helps us to know God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 10. He said, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Now he's saying here, he said, but as is written, I have not seen ear heard, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Amen? He said, we can't even begin to comprehend. Now listen to me. We can't even begin to comprehend what God has planned for those that love Him. Amen. Wait, God's got big plans for you and for me. Big plan. Plans that's out of this world. Praise God. Plans that our mind can't comprehend. Just think about how good God is, how swell God is, praise God, and multiply that 10,000 times. And then you'll get the idea of who God was, how much He loves me and you. Praise God. And His Spirit is moving upon us. Praise the Lord. So he says, verse 10, he goes in verse 10, he said, but God hath revealed to them, unto us, by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Those things that's never been revealed before. For what man knoweth the things of God, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Where's the Spirit of man? It's in us. Amen. The Spirit of man is in us. Praise God. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God, God's Spirit, and our spirit works together. And our spirit is that spirit that God has given us. Our spirit come from God. Praise the Lord. It's not just by coincidence. You say, what is the Spirit of God? That's a God consciousness. That spirit, our spirit is what helps us to know God. Helps us to realize who He is and what He means and what He wants to do and how He wants to help us and His guidance and His leadership, His stewardship, and His blessed, the blessedness that He offers to you and me. And it's the Spirit of God, He says, that helps us. And said, we can't begin to even comprehend it. In verse number 12, He says, but now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we not know the things that are freely given to us of God. You can't work your way in. You can't work your way into the good graces of God, praise God. God gives us all that He wants us to have. Amen. It's a free gift. And all we got to, all He says we got to do is just love Him because He first loved us. All those that love Him. We haven't seen or heard or comprehended the things that are available to all those that's not entered in the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. Amen. If you don't ever do anything else in your life, listen to me, just love God. Amen. Just love God. Love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Amen. And God will take care of the rest. Amen. That's what He said. He said, seek first kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all the things that we need. Food, clothing, raiment, praise God, all that. He said, shall be added unto you. I mean, God just pours it out. He owns it all. And He's very gracious with what He offers to share with us. Amen. His storehouse is full. Amen. Glory. I say His storehouse is full. Amen. And when we pull up under the spout where the glory comes out, we get to be partakers of the things of God. It's that spirit, spiritual discernment that offers that. Amen. He said, verse number 13, he said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaching, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. We get caught up sometimes in this old physical stuff and we forget about the spiritual aspect. That the Spirit of God is speaking to us and He's helping us and He's encouraging us. He's trying to take us to places, loftier heights and places that we've never been before. Amen. A spiritual life. Praise God. Wouldn't it be great just to be real spiritual? Have you ever thought about it? How spiritual are you? Amen. How spiritual are you? Do you get excited when you start talking about the Lord? Get talking about that Jesus died for us? Get talking about, praise God, a place called heaven? Place where we get to live? Well, look what he says in verse 14. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, but because they are spiritually discerned. Amen? He said, we don't know them, we don't understand them because they're spiritual things. Amen? But he said, we ought to be trying to look up that spiritual part of that God-given part of us with the spiritual side of God, praise the Lord, so we can have and attain to those things that God has for us. Amen? We ought to be shouting people. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Brother Bill, God saved us by His marvelous grace, saved us out of the pit of hell, saved us from damnation, put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved us by His marvelous grace, shed His blood for us on Calvary, rose the third day victorious over death and the grave so that we could rise up too. Amen. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Praise God. We get to go to heaven, young'uns. Praise God. If you're a child of God, hey, not only do we get to go, it's a requirement. Amen. Hello? Hey, so a lot of people don't agree with me. I'm telling you, it's a requirement. One of these days, they're going to be a shout and a trump and a come up hither, and the Bible says that the church is going to be snatched out of here. Amen. I don't believe anybody's going to say, wait a minute, Lord. I got one or two things over here I got to get done. No. Praise God, it's going to be a requirement when it's time, praise God. He said He will not tarry. He's coming. He's going to shout it. We're going out of here. We just need to be ready to go. Any minute. Amen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Why? Because that spiritual thing, that spiritualness of God Almighty, it's speaking to our hearts. The spirit, part of man. Amen. And then there's that soul. Now, what is the soul of man? That soul of man is that gives us a self-consciousness of life. It lets us know that we are who we are, and there's something, listen to me, there's something unique about you. Amen? There's something special about you. God has created you for a purpose. Praise God. Now, we all have a soul. And we know that, the song, the soul of man never dies. It doesn't. Amen? The soul of man lives forever. Praise God. So we have that self-consciousness of life. But then there's other things that have soul too. But they have an unconscious life. Amen? These animals and things, they don't have a consciousness of their life and who they are. Amen? They got a soul, but they have no consciousness. They definitely have no spirit because they don't know to worship and praise God. But now, sometimes I wonder about the birds. My goodness, Brother Jeff, of a morning, sometimes I go out there and sit on the study, my coffin, praise God, them things are just tearing it up. Amen? Hey, they got up early, sun's come up, and they ain't even had their breakfast yet. Boy, they're just praising God. They ain't lifting Him up. Praise God, you know what they're doing? They're lifting up, praising for what they're about to get. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. They're praising, giving Him glory because they know God's God. They know that they're just a little old fluffy critter. Praise God. And God's going to take care of them today just like He did yesterday and the day before. Amen. But they have no consciousness of life. They just wake up every morning and expect God to do what God does. Praise God. And He does. Praise the Lord. He does what He does, what He needs to do. Amen. But the soul, praise God, it's that seed of emotion. It's that seed of desires and affection, amen, that God puts in us. It's that seed, that place of an active will that we have. And we ought to be active and willing to serve God and worship Him and praise Him because we know who He is. Because He come to where we were. Because He gave Him, well, glory, hallelujah, gave Himself in the volume of a book so that we could see Him, so that we could know Him, so that we could love Him, so that we could know, praise God, that He first loved us. Amen. And He gives us that consciousness. He gives us that soul, praise God, to know and get excited about what He's doing. Amen. Sometimes I wonder about church folk. Amen. If you got the Spirit of God, which God gives us, and we got the soul, praise God, a man that God stirs in and works in and stirs up, amen, we shouldn't be a cold dead something. We ought to be tore up. We ought to be excited. We ought to be shouting and praising, giving God glory. You know what? I'm going to tell you. He's cruddy. You know, when we get in the blues and we get discouraged, we get beat. You know, sometimes our emotions can make us sick. I'm not picking on you, bro. But it can. It can make you sick. When you get discouraged, when somebody comes and says, "Boy, you don't look good. Yeah, I mean, you look bad. Are you feeling okay?" Amen. I mean, she got up this morning. There wasn't a thing wrong with her. She come church praising God, but if I stand here and, "But boy, you don't look good. You look bad." And before I get done preaching, she'll be heading the car. Amen. Go home and get her Tylenol. Amen. Whatever works. Amen. Praise God. But I want to tell you, when you get excited about God and you say, "You know what? I'm just going to stay with Him. It don't matter, praise God, the highs or the lows. It don't matter if I'm sick or I'm well. I'm just going to praise God anyway. But Kevin, I'm just going to give Him the glory. I'm going to thank Him and praise Him because He's my Savior. He's my Lord because He loves me." And praise God, He's promised to take care of me. He's promised to help us. Praise God, when we get down in the valley, He's promised to come down to where we are. And if He has to, He'll scoop us up and He'll carry us up out of that valley. Amen. Praise God. That's what He does. That's who He is. Amen. Praise His holy name, because He's God. It's hard for this old body to run on the excitement of God. Amen. It's hard to go crawl in a hole and pull a rock in over top of yourself when you're full of the Spirit of God, when your soul's rejoicing, your emotions, praise God, is stirred up because you know who God is. Man, I know who He is, Brother Bill. He's my Lord and my Savior. He's the keeper of my soul, praise God. It belongs to Him. I placed every fiber of my being in His hands. Amen. If I fall up dead before I get done preaching, praise God, glory be to God. Amen. What a better way, but not a better way to go. Amen. Because God Almighty, He is God. He's my God. He chose me, the Bible says, before the foundation of this world. In other words, before the architect ever put it all into motion. Before He ever cast the glory, hallelujah, before He ever cast the first star off His fingertips, He said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a little old feller called Jeff Massey." Amen. Little old sawed off run of a feller. I'm going to put him down there on that little speck of dirt, dust called earth. But I love that little old place down there. I believe I'm just going to claim that for my own. And I'm just going to put a group of people over there, crew, no, old Jeff Massey, I'm going to put him down there. And I'm just going to love on him and help him, encourage him. I pray God will save him by my marvelous grace and through my tender mercy. And I'm going to make something out of him, praise God. And I'm going to be proud of him. Amen. Praise God. Hey, nobody else might care about me. Nobody else might not be proud of me. But my heavenly Father is proud of me. I believe my dear Savior is too. Amen. I believe every now and then the good Lord just looks over at the Father and says, "That's one of ours there. That's one of ours right there." Amen. Amen. When we mess up, He probably does too. That's one of yours. Ain't that one of yours? Father, I believe that's one of yours. Amen. All that You give me, I ain't lost the one. Amen. But boy, that one. Amen. Man, He loves us. Praise God. In spite of us, He loves us. Praise God. But that's the soul of man that never dies. He's excited about the things of God. He's stirred up, amen, emotional. Praise God. The soul desires, and his desire for godliness in this present world. I was thinking about that. I've been reading through the Psalms. Look over at 42nd Psalm. 42nd Psalm. I was reading this the other day. Listen to what it says. 42nd Psalm, verse number 1. He said, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, So paineth my soul after thee, O God. Whew. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, when I shall come and appear before God. When shall I come and appear before God? How long do I got to wait, Lord? I'm ready. Amen. That's what I say. Praise God. Lord, how long do I have to wait? I'm ready. I told Mia this morning, I said, honey, we need to be ready. I said, you're young. I said, I'm getting older. But we all need to be ready to go home and be with the Lord. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. While they continue to say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Amen. They said, praise God. And they went to worship the Lord. I went with them. I said, where are you going? So we're going up to worship the Lord. He said, hold on, man. I'm going with you. Amen. My soul has, it worries me to tears, praise God, thinking about people that have no desire to go to the house of the Lord. They have no desire to come together and worship Him in spirit and truth. If not, why do we go? Amen. To get in, to be part of something that's bigger than we are. Praise the Lord. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Now watch this. So why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Amen. Glory. He said, why am I cast down? So why is my soul cast down? Because, hey, it's not going to be long. I'm going to praise Him in the presence of His countenance. He said, I'm going to praise Him where He is. Hey, listen, they ain't no use praying if God ain't around. Amen? When I come to the house of God to worship, I come because God's here. Amen? This is where God hangs out. This is where God meets with us. I don't know that the preachers we've had come preach from this pulpit in this church, singers that's come to sing here, and they said, that man, there's a presence of God here. Amen? They always has been. That's why we stick with the truth of the Word. That's why we plow it, praise God. Because this is where the Holy Spirit is. We don't want to grieve Him, and we grieve Him away. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, preacher. Phil told me why, but he said, preacher. He said, the way you preach, you ain't never going to have a great big church. I said, I may not have a great big church, but I want to have some folks that love the Lord. Hey, I'd rather have two handfuls of people that love the Lord than a great big church where they just come to church. Hey, I'd rather have people just come worship the Lord, love the Lord Jesus Christ, and love each other. Amen. And come together, praise God, because God is God and He's still on the throne. We're still expecting to do great and mighty things to usward. Amen. He ain't finished yet, praise God, not by a long shot. He's still doing wonderful things for His people. Still performing miracles. I told a fellow yesterday, I said, hey, listen. God still, the doctors may say we don't know. They may throw up their hands. They may not know what else to do. But I want to say, praise God. Dr. Jesus ain't confused. He knows that your body, the Bible says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows where every cell is. And He can move upon it. He can speak upon it. Praise God. And you can be healed. Amen. Completely, totally healed. Glory be to God. That consciousness, emotions, desires, the desires of the soul. Amen. It ties in, the psalmist ties it in with the heart. Amen. A heart issue is a soul issue. They're almost synonymous. You can't separate the heart and the soul. They go together. Amen. Like peanuts and chocolate. Amen. M&M's. Can't have one without the other. Praise God. They just get just the way they are. Amen. Ain't much better. I believe up in Ports of Glory, they's gonna be honey and they's gonna be M&M's. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, I love them things. Amen. Praise God, and we're going these days, we're going to fish, catch him great old big sea bass out of Engedi. Praise God, those places where the, over there in the sea that's dead, the water's going to flow in there, it's going to come alive, and they're going, me and old brother Bill's going to sit on the shore and wet a hook with Jesus, catch us one or two of them big old sea bass. Amen. Amen. That's exciting to think about, praise God, one day. Wouldn't it be something? You know, you got a crazy imagination. I know it. But praise God. Hey, listen. There's nothing that's too hard for God. Amen. Praise God. Those things, that fruit of life, praise God, God's got us. Those 12 manner of fruit for the healing of the nations. Praise the Lord. It's all there. I don't comprehend it all. I don't understand it all. But praise God, God said it and I believe it.
Amen.
He said they'd stand on the shores of Engedi. It ain't nothing but a waste, howling wilderness. But he said they'd stand on the shores of Engedi and catch fish like they caught in the Hinder Sea out of the Mediterranean, those great sea bass. Amen. But preacher said, you just got vivid imagination. Praise God, I'm just believing God. Amen. He said it and I believe it. Praise the Lord. So we see the spirit, we see the soul. But then there's that body. That body, praise God. It's separate from the spirit, separate from the soul. Amen. The body is susceptible to death. Amen. This old body don't live forever. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but we don't live forever. Amen. Praise God. But we see, praise God, that the body is the seat of the senses. Amen. It's where the senses come in, the common sense, if we got any. It's a means by which the spirit and soul have a worldly consciousness. Amen. The spirit, it's the seat, a body is the spirit, the seat of the worldly consciousness, where we realize and recognize the things that's around us. And we have to deal with those all the time in this body. Our body is constantly dealing with every aspect around us. Amen. For God's glory. We see it all the time. And the body is a necessary part. Now, it's a temple in which we live. It's a temple in which the spirit and the soul live and strive. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
That's what the body is. The body is a temple of God. Amen. Because that's where the spirit and the soul live and thrive. And it's the body that helps us to realize and gives us a consciousciness and gives us a worldly consciousness that we can know the things that's around us so we can act and react for God's glory. So He gets the glory for it all. The body is a necessary part. That's why God didn't disembody us. Amen. He's not letting us just float around as a spirit and a soul. He gave us a body. It completes us. It makes us complete in who we are. The spirit, the soul, and the body. Just as the Lord is three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're the same in the spirit, the soul, and the body. And we see the necessity of the body. We see it, number one, in the resurrection, the prospects of the resurrection. Amen. Our body is part of that resurrection. Look at John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5, verse number 28. Jesus says to him, it's red writing, Jesus is speaking. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, into which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Amen? So the body, praise God, God's going to use it, and He's going to manifest it. The body is necessary because of the resurrection. God's going to raise us up. God's going to bring us out. Amen? Praise His name. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Very familiar passages we got here tonight. 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 40. He said, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of terrestrial is another. Now, speaking of heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, He said, there's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in resurrection, or in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, is raised in glory, is sown in weakness, and it's raised in power. Amen? One of these days we're going to get a body going to be raised up in power. Amen? Power to overcome the sickness and the disease and all those things that so easily beset us will be gone. They'll be behind us, never be remembered again. Won't that be something? That's enough to shout about till Jesus comes. Praise God. We'll get away from all this old stuff that's holding us back. He says, sown in dishonor is raised in glory. Sown in weakness is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. Now watch this. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, now watch this. The first man, Adam, is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as they have borne the image of the earthy, they shall also bear the image of the heavenly. In other words, he's saying we're going to be like Jesus one day. Amen. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Amen? So one of these days, praise God, we're going to get a glorified body like unto the Lord. So the body is important. Amen? For me and you. It's a necessary part. Praise God. Look at Revelation chapter number 20. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 11. He said, and I saw a great white throne, him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. The who? The dead. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the book were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. He said there's that judgment, praise God, that's coming to those that are dead in their works. Dead without Christ, praise God. Dead, amen, they try to work their way in. But he said there's got to be a separation. There has to be a separation between works and faith, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said he makes the difference. He said, and when it's all said and done, praise God, he gives the deliverance. He says this in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. He said, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. Amen. When our days are finished on this planet, amen, when our life is done, he said, this body that God used as a vessel unto himself goes back to the dust from which it come. Amen. Goes back to the dust. See, Adam was created out of the dust of the earth. Man was created out of the dust of the earth. I told Mia this morning, I said, did you realize that man, Adam, was created out of the dust of the earth? Amen. I said, do you realize that a man is just dirt? I said, if you go to the end of the day, when you look at a man, you look at his collar, he's got what you call ring around the collar. Because his dirt's wearing off. Amen. His dirt's wearing off because he's just dirt. And one day we're going to go back to the dirt, back to the dust, this body. Amen. She said, yeah, Papa, but woman was made out of a rib. Amen. She got me. Amen. She said, "We're not made out of dirt." I said, "You got that right." I said, "Why did God make you out of a rib?" He said, "Because God wanted to take us out of a place that was close to the heart." I said, "Amen." God created a woman, and He made her to be in a place that was close to the heart. But man was created out of the dust of the earth. And the old preacher says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was." But now watch this. This part I like. "And the spirit shall return to God who gave it." Amen. Praise God. That spirit of man, that part of man, praise God, that helps us to know Him. And spiritual consciousness of who He is. That part of me, brother, one day in a little while that knows Him is going to say, He's going to say, "Come away, my beloved. Come away. I'm going to bid this old body goodbye. I'm going to bid this old world goodbye." I probably won't. I'm probably just going to fly away. Amen. I'm just going to leave out of here. In the moment, the twinkling of an eye, 10/10,000ths of a second or faster, I'm going to leave out. I'm going to leave this planet behind and this old vessel of clay that I've abode in, and I'm going to go be with the Lord, praise God. The spirit shall return to God who gave it. Amen.